USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The 2020 census will now be printed without a question about citizenship. It was just last week when the Supreme Court ruled the question was being sought under a false pretext. Opponents of the question had argued that its inclusion would lead to the undercounting of certain demographic groups. ACLU attorney Sarah Brennan.
We are very pleased, and we feel like in light of the Supreme Court decision last week that this is the only way that the federal government could move forward.
Navy SEAL Commander Edward Gallagher has been found not guilty in the fatal stabbing of an Islamic State prisoner in Iraq. He was also charged with shooting random civilians while on his watch. The San Diego military jury did find him guilty on one count, posing with a corpse. Gallagher was sentenced to 4 months behind bars, but was credited with 201 days already served while he awaited trial. This is USA Radio News.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. She really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How does he not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star, and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.